Thank you all for sharing, and I feel so honored to have been able to hear from each of you about your own experience. And I've shared some of mine already this week. And so when you speak of these things, they're things that I feel very personally. You know, I've had a life of huge upset and major feeling states. Like when I started to remember everything from my childhood, it was like a panorama of complete insanity, where it was like in a flash, everything that I had ignored, I could suddenly see. And there wasn't anything to do about it. There was not a single thing to do about it, including understand it. And I just kept having realizations one after another that there was no way to even understand it, and that to try to understand it or develop other antidotes for it, because trying to understand something is an antidote, would lead absolutely nowhere. It would lead to a spiral of hell to enter into trying to understand anything that had happened. Because then I would have to enter into my own spiral of hell of my own points of view, all my emotions and thoughts and memories, and a spiral of hell associated with figuring out what the motivations were about everyone else involved. And so I just saw so clearly how all of it took place and how I had made choices and decisions in my life where I violated myself and other people in different ways that were completely blind. They were completely blind. They were driven by emotional states that were submerged into some kind of primitive essence of despair, total despair, and lack of trust, and unwillingness to engage in any way, not even knowing how to form a relationship that was on any kind of basis of intimacy, because I did not know what intimacy was. I had no sense whatsoever what intimacy was in terms of within myself, so I couldn't have any sense whatsoever of intimacy with other people. And all I could do was just remain in complete openness, complete spaciousness, no matter what memory occurred or what kind of conversation I would have, like with my sister. We had many conversations and where she went into a lot of detail about things that I didn't know. And then, you know, to be with her when she died. So just feeling the powerlessness and helplessness of that we love other people so much, but at times we're just completely helpless and powerless to act for ourselves or for others. And that's just part of being human. So to let all of that just be as it is to be completely open and vulnerable, naked. Just completely naked, unguarded, defenseless. Completely defenseless. And we all face this. We all face it. We face the violations of others, and we face our violations to ourselves. But we're the only ones who can do anything about it. We can either spiral into these living hells of point of view about all the different ways of elaborating everything that occurs, or we can rest as the splendidness that is the essence of everything. So in my own life, what I've found is that vulnerability that I tried to avoid was exactly what I needed to encounter. Because it's in that vulnerability that, in the direct encounter with it, that there's a shift that occurs from which one can never turn back. And even though there may be many, many sorrows, calamities within ourselves, within relationships, within families, within communities, within nations, in the world, no matter what it is, and we will be facing things in the years to come that are unthinkable to us now, unthinkable to each of us. That's just the nature of being human. Things are always happening that are unthinkable. When we have this basis in the rest that is the essence of our nature, then no matter what happens, we're okay. And we're not just okay for ourselves, we're okay with a deep understanding of the way it is for everyone. When we understand the way it is for ourselves, we instantaneously understand the way it is for everyone. And it's only then that we can have compassion for each other. I see that all the things that I hid out in to try to avoid feeling vulnerable were antidotes. They were just more of the same. Anything I ever hid out in, whether it was isolation, alcohol, drugs, anger, depression, no matter what it was, it was all more the same. There wasn't any comfort whatsoever in any kind of thought or emotional state. March on, brave awareness soldiers. Well, you know, when I woke up, I realized that I had always been on the brink of insanity throughout my entire life. And not only that, after that shift occurred, I felt that I was in a kind of an awareness daze for years, just because there was so much relief. So much incredible relief in just finding rootedness in that, and just feeling the love, the incredible love of that, that can't be affected by anything. So, whatever it is, it's all right. It really is. Now, one of the things that it gave me was extremely keen, my whole life, hypervigilance, discernment, discretion, just the ability to see everything that's going on very, very clearly. And I know someone in the group earlier mentioned something about being in a group and how that, a loving group, and how that can bring up so much vulnerability. And I know for years I would look at different groups and I didn't feel that groups were safe. I didn't find groups I really wanted to be in at all. So one of the things that we're really committed to in Great Freedom is to have groups that are completely safe, where it's possible to just be completely naked and vulnerable, just to allow all the points of view to be as they are, not in some kind of psychological thing of sitting in your feelings, but just to be able to see everything as it is and to see that it's awareness that pervades that. It's not a thing in and of itself. Childhood wounding is not an entity. It's not a thing in and of itself. It has no nature independent of awareness. The perception of being violated or wounded is a point of view just like anything else. And this doesn't give license to violation at all. It just sees violation as it is. And in seeing violation as it is, there springs forth an incredible power to do something about violation. Otherwise, trying to do something about violation within the realm of point of view is just a war. It's a battle. It's a battle of point of view, but it's not a resolution to the violation. It's just more of the same. More emotional activity, more thinking, more blaming, more trying to right wrongs by trying to bring down the hammer of justice. The ultimate justice is in awareness. The wisdom body of awareness has solutions that are far beyond anything else. And I know absolutely for certain, if I can rest naturally, anybody can. Anybody can. That's why I have so much authority and conviction. I know if I can, anybody can. And so, marshal on, brave awareness army. No matter what's happened in life, it is what it is, and it is evident due to awareness. That's the only reason it's evident. So its natural presence is the natural presence of awareness. Do not try to understand events of life. That is a booby prize. You know what a booby prize is? It's the prize nobody wants. It's the little plastic nothing that breaks the moment you touch it with a finger. Trying to understand the events of one's life, it will lead absolutely nowhere. However, in the meta-understanding, the understanding that transcends all understanding, which is knowing one's own essence as awareness, then everything is understood. Everything is understood, and there's no need to prolong the emotional agony in oneself, and at the same time there's complete understanding of others. The emotional agony in oneself ends, and complete understanding of others is inseparable from that. Then no matter what people do, every single nuance of it is completely gotten. Even though someone else may be completely blind to all their actions, every single nuance of what they're up to is gotten. And there's nothing but compassion about that, just wanting to lessen the suffering somehow, if that's at all possible. So instead of helplessness and powerlessness, that's replaced by ferocity, serene wrathfulness, that does not have any influence at all by convention or the way things are supposed to be done. It just sees things in its own way. Immediate help is on the way. And this is what we give to ourselves. So this serene wrathfulness, this ferocity, is the willingness to stand up within ourselves and say, well, maybe I had a bunch of stories about all that stuff for years, but I don't anymore. In this moment, for the sake of all beings, I vow to not need to understand all this crapola. Trying to understand it has never gotten me anywhere, so I can see that's probably where it'll get me in the future. This is wisdom when we start thinking like that. Awareness is where it's at. You know, I would like to say too that Great Freedom is the first group I've ever been in that I feel totally safe in. I feel safe everywhere, but I can also keenly see what doesn't work. And that when people gather together for any reason and all that's going on are points of view, that it's not safe. It's not comfortable because it's not rooted in the truth of awareness. It's not rooted in that love that is the essence of everything. And it's okay to recognize that. You know, it's really okay to recognize that, to say, well, I may not be able to find it, but I can create it. I can just allow it to happen one day at a time. I used to take myself so seriously. Oh, it was ad nauseam. I really thought everything meant something. That was a hell realm. Thinking that everything meant something. Just let it all hang out. There's nothing to hide out from. Once you are introduced to awareness, there's no other place to go. And if the love you feel hurts, just keep coming back till it doesn't hurt anymore. If it feels too scary, too big, too unusual, just keep coming back. When we as human beings learn about our true nature and grow familiar with that, then for the first time in our lives we really can have intimacy with other people. Before that we can't. Awareness blazes no matter what the description is. Horror, chaos, terror. Duking it out with somebody. Duking it out with yourself. Whatever it is, it's as it is. And in that, just allowing it to be as it is, there is primordial wisdom to either try to get rid of it or find an antidote for it. Is just more chaos. Seeing it as it is, feeling it as it is, that is finding that in that point of view, all that its essence is primordial wisdom. for that to occur, the stories need to come to a complete stop. If the stories mechanically regenerate for a while, just rest naturally while they're pumping out. They'll subside, whatever they are. No matter how horrific they may be. Awareness rocks. Julie's been making me these green drinks every day, fresh green. They're juice, not blended drinks. And those blended drinks are my superfood, you know, for my body. Just like points of view are the superfood of the wisdom body. All those pains and tweaks and twinges and overwhelms and other sensations in the body, they're all the digestive process of the wisdom body. But if you call them something other than that, it's going to be a bummer. Now, you know, in awareness, conduct is totally uncontrived. So sometime you might find yourself nailing somebody to the wall. Probably not. I mean, if it was a regular course of action, that would be a problem. But once in a while, you know, who knows? Serene wrathfulness isn't passivity. That's not what that means. It's just like the incredible stories we hear about all kinds of beings who are really willing to take a stand in a powerful way. When you know what real resting is, when you've been introduced to that like you have, then sometimes it might not feel like that real resting all the time. But when points of view come up, the most important thing is just to come to a complete stop and don't elaborate them. Don't require that awareness look like anything. Just don't go there. Don't allow the spiral into the pit of hell to take hold. It's extremely powerful. Anyone who can renovate houses can do this. It's a lot easier than that. That's hard work, isn't it? Just keep at it. It's just like when you see a property you want to buy and you see its potential, and then you make a plan for executing the potential in the investment property you bought. You see certain remodeling that needs to be done and you hire everybody to do it. You just keep on, keep on, keep on until your vision is realized. You don't stop when a problem comes up. Same thing here.